97.1 theticket.com. I am Evan Jenkins, and I am joined by Michigan State point guard, player of the year in the Big Ten, Final Four, everything under the sun when it comes to college basketball, Cassius Winston. How are you, man?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm wonderful. Couldn't be any better. It looks like it's a nice day outside, so I can't complain there. But Cassius, the reason you're joining me today is that next Saturday, June 1st, you will be partaking with the Student Heart Check Foundation. You'll be on site at the Human Recreational Center from 10 to noon. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll be there from 10 to noon at the Human Rec Center in Detroit.
That's awesome. And so what was it that brought you to wanting to partner up with the Student Heart Check?
My dad works at the Hellman Rec Center.
Okay.
And he showed me the things that they were doing and, like, the message that they were trying to give off, and I kind of wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah, it is unbelievable, and here at 97.1, the Ticket, we're in partnership with them and everything as well, and it's unbelievable what they do for these high school students and giving them heart checks and everything that you probably wouldn't normally see or get with a normal physical that you get in high school, and it is such a great thing for these high school kids, and that's good that your dad also is part of it too. So,
yeah, definitely. I didn't get my heart checked until I got to college, so I wish I would have known. You know, just that this type of opportunity and thing would have been available in high school.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. And Cassius is a local kid. He's from Detroit, and he went to UD Jesuit. And speaking of Detroit and everything that's going on in the college basketball world, I'm sure that you heard of it by now, whether it's social media or it's your TV or whatever. There's a new coach in town, and to me, I think it's going to take the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry to a different level. In the last few years, you started seeing the mutual respect between Michigan with John Beilein and Michigan State with Tom Izzo, and it was a respect thing. And now you're bringing in a coach in Juwan Howard, who, I don't know if you're familiar with this, wiped his butt on the Spartan logo when he was a player there in 93. Do you think that that's going to change the rivalry from where it was to, you know, it was right up there with Carolina and Duke and the respect factor? Do you think that's going to change at all?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. Maybe from the fan standpoint, from the players, we're going to try to keep it classy. But if it takes another level, you know, that makes it better for the rivalry and it makes it more fun. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
Were you shocked at all when you heard the news that John Beilein was leaving Michigan and going to the NBA?
Yeah, definitely. It felt like it came out of nowhere. You know, he's in a good situation there, but you know, things happen like that all the time. So it definitely was news though.
Yeah, and now speaking of the NBA, you're very intriguing to me as a basketball fan. Cassius Winston, the basketball player, did everything imaginable on the court that you would normally see that player go to the NBA or you would see that player go to the combine and everything. You chose a different option, and you're coming back for your senior year, even though you've graduated and you have all those accomplishments. What was it that wanted you to come back to Michigan State for this year?
I just felt like it's a lot of things that I can accomplish, and it's a lot better that I can become as a player. It's a whole nother level that I can reach as a player, and for the long run, that's going to be best for me.
So, coming up this year, you guys are going to have some new teammates. You got a little competition, not competition, but friendly competition with Rocket Watts coming in. I'm sure you and Foster Lawyer and him are going to have some good competition on the court, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to battle. You know, that's the only way to get better. So, you know, nothing's going to be harder to anybody. You know, everything has to be honest.
It is. Now, okay, so I follow you on Instagram. You got an official Instagram account. You got 70,000 followers. And what I noticed was that you and your teammates like to have a heat check with shoes. How did that all start?
We're big, like, shoe fanatic. Maybe, like, 5 to 6 of us. That's very important to us, you know, the type of shoes you got. So, you know, we try to show out and, you know, make sure nobody's slipping. You know, we try to catch somebody slipping, and usually everybody's ready.
So what was your first pair of Jordans that you remember? Not necessarily buying, just the first one that stuck out in your mind, because that's what I see mostly that you guys are showing off.
Man, first Jordans that stuck out to me?
To me, it was the Jordan 5. I saw it on a kid in fourth grade, and I'm like, oh, my God, I need to have that
really?
Shoe. And it was the big tongue and yeah, everything about it.
Those are sweet. I would say mine had to be the 11s, the Bred 11s. That's probably the first shoe that I had that kind of introduced me to, like, sneakers and stuff like that. And after that, I just kind of fell in love with them.
So it's got to be cool being a player for a Nike school and having that relationship with probably, I mean, not probably, the biggest sneaker maker in the entire world. Now, a lot of us don't have that ability to be represented by Nike, but do you have the sneakers app, and have you failed trying to get the shoes that you want?
Yeah, multiple times. I've definitely come up short. It's still a lot of shoes. It's still a lot of shoes on my list that I gotta get, but it's all right, though. It takes time, and they don't go anywhere, so I'll get them eventually.
Right. Who has the best collection on the team?
It got to be me. I say that by far.
Okay.
But they probably say something different.
Right. Okay. So, but I always see it. I always see it on your story, and I'm like, I want to see somebody slipping and be messed up wearing cons or some other crap like that. But no, it's great. And Cassius, what you're doing with the Student Heart Check is also phenomenal, and just bringing this awareness to young people out there. And you'll be in the house at the Heilman Recreational Center on Saturday, June 1st, from 10 a.m. to noon. So, can people get pictures and autographs of you and everything like that?
Yeah, definitely. Whatever you want, I'll be here, you know, having fun, having a good time.
So be honest with me. Ever since Kenny Goins hit that shot against Duke, how many times have you seen him get offered to sign that photo now?
A lot. You know, he's definitely he's big time now. He's definitely living the dream.
It is amazing. And, I mean, those memories are something that, I mean, I'm sure you'll tell your kids and everything about. Now, how much are you rooting for the season to get here? I know it's a while away still, but you got to be pumped, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. We got a really good team, you know, a really good opportunity. I feel like we're going to get better as a team, too. So there's no telling what's in store for us. So I'm definitely excited.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question that I remember as you as a freshman. The media, not me, just the media, was saying Cassius Winston's too small to play point guard in big D1 college basketball, especially the Big Ten. Now, Cassius Winston went and proved that it's not the size, but you went out there and you performed. Now, your teammate Foster Lawyer gets that same criticism. Do you think that he's kind of in the same boat that you were, where it's like, dude, this is a learning experience as a freshman. I'm going to grow into my sophomore year. And then you saw what you did from your sophomore to junior year, where you just took over the court. You're not the biggest dude. You're not the fastest. You don't jump the highest, but you know basketball better than anybody else. Do you feel like Foster is kind of in that same progression?
Yeah, definitely. I tell him all the time, you know, it's almost like he's in the same shoes I was in. And what he has for me, he knows how to play. And if you know how to play, you can play anywhere. You got to keep learning. You got to take your bumps and learn from your mistakes. And I feel like he's done that all year. So it's going to be a big summer for him. And I feel like he's going to have a good year next year.
So who wins in a three-point shooting contest? Let's say you guys got 25 shots from anywhere outside the area. Who's winning that, you or Foster? Because he was one hell of a shooter coming out of high school.
He might have me beat right now. I'm going to check up on the phone and try to see. But the last couple times, he probably got me.
Okay. Now, what I want to know is, what do you do to get better this offseason? Because some might say you've hit your ceiling. I don't think that's there. Because what I saw from you from year to year to year is progression and just keep getting better. Now, what are you doing this offseason to get better?
Definitely my strength. I'm focusing a lot on my lower body, you know, just trying to get that as ready as I can, you know, building that strength. The upper body, too, that's probably the next step that I'm going to take my game to another level.
Well, you talk about upper body strength. Is it true that you're the pull-up king there at Michigan State?
Yeah, I'm probably like behind Kyle Rogers, like a horse. He's a machine, so he got me beat. But like right after that, I'm up there.
All right, so it's Cassius Winston. He's promoting the Student Heart Check that's coming up June 1st in Heilman Recreational Center. That's Crusade Detroit. From the whole event is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but Cassius will be there from 10 to noon. Cassius, thank you so much. Good luck this summer and everything coming up, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the court in New York, right? Isn't that where the first game is coming up?
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Thank you so much, Cassius, and appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep. Have a great one.